I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the recent attempts in Scotland to quell sectarian songs at soccer matches. But first, soccer's Champions League final opponents will be determined next week. Major League Soccer's Real Salt Lake just missed an opportunity to make history on Wednesday night. And Grant Wall of SI.com is on the line to discuss these developments with me. Grant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be back.
Let's start with Wednesday night's CONCACAF Champions League title game, in which Real Salt Lake lost 1-0 to Monterrey of the Mexican League. Monterrey will now advance to the FIFA Club World Cup. Were those who saw that game as potentially the most significant game in the short history of MLS exaggerating?
I think you could make the argument it actually was the most important game in the international history of MLS when it comes to competitive games against foreign countries, because this was the first time an MLS team had ever gotten to the Champions League final in CONCACAF after playing a really brutal schedule, playing several games in hostile environments abroad and getting to the final. Salt Lake had a great opportunity, only needed to win at home or to get a 0-0 or 1-1 tie, and they would have advanced to the FIFA Club World Cup. So not to get that title and that trophy was a real missed opportunity, I think, for Salt Lake and MLS and American soccer.
The New York Red Bulls, featuring Thierry Henry, among others, are currently leading the Eastern Conference in MLS. The LA Galaxy, still featuring David Beckham, lead in the West. Is it safe to say the commissioner hopes these two teams are going to remain at the top of their conferences throughout the season?
Well, he certainly wouldn't mind if New York and L.A. met in the final. You'd have a ton of star power on the field with Beckham, Landon Donovan, Thierry Henry, Rafa Marquez, and several other players, including Juan Agudelo, the rising U.S. star forward for New York. But we'll see. Real Salt Lake hasn't played as many games in the league yet as anyone else, and they're the only perfect team in the league at 4-0. And in my mind, the class of MLS at this point, Salt Lake, New York, and L.A. have sort of separated themselves from the rest of the league, and we'll see what happens the rest of the way. It's going to be a long season to figure that out.
There are two new MLS teams, one in Vancouver, one in Portland this season. I'm wondering how they're doing in the standings. I've heard they're doing very well at the gate.
Well, the real hotbed for soccer in North America right now is the Pacific Northwest, where Seattle gets huge attendances, 36,000 a game for their team, the Sounders, and where Portland and Vancouver have had really good starts in the league this year as expansion teams. It's a big-time sport there, and they're not actually the worst teams in the league. They're not at the top, but they're somewhere in the middle there. And expansion teams never have an easy time of it, but it's fun to watch these guys play in a really good soccer atmosphere where the fans really get it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Champions League. Barcelona beat Real Madrid 2-0 on Wednesday. They'll meet again in Barcelona next week. Madrid's manager has blamed the result of Wednesday's match on the officials. Does he have a case?
You know, I thought it was probably not a great call that Pepe got a red card and was sent off immediately, and it did change the game against Barcelona. Leo Messi came back and afterward and scored the two goals in the game, including a genius goal toward the end. But I still think it's sort of poor for Jose Mourinho to sound like a poor loser, to be honest, and complain about the referees, claiming there's a conspiracy against his team. The last I checked, this guy had won more than anybody over the last several years in Europe. And so for him to claim there's a conspiracy doesn't ring very true with me, I'm afraid.
Well, I guess the theory is if there weren't a conspiracy, he would have won them all.
Exactly. He certainly has a high opinion of himself, and he's a great coach who I hope comes to the U.S. someday. But I think Mourinho may have lost the respect of some people over the last week and a half.
The Champions League final will take place on May 28th in Wembley Stadium in London. Assuming form holds, it'll be Barcelona facing Manchester United in that game. Let's assume that that's the case. You care to make a prediction?
You know, I'm going to go with Barcelona. I think this is one of the greatest teams we have ever seen. And in a crazy way, I actually think Lionel Messi is a little bit underrated at this point, just in the sense that he is so far and away better quality-wise than any other player in the world right now that I don't think we've fully given that the attention it deserves. Most people do think he's the best player in the world, but what he's doing is simply remarkable right now. And it would be great to see them face Manchester United in the final. Those are the two best club teams in the world this year, and this would be an amazing setting in London. I think Manchester United would have a chance. It could be a great game.
Finally, Grant, your campaign for the FIFA presidency has apparently failed. What happened?
Amazingly, I failed. Actually, it's not that surprising when you think about it. When I got into it, I wanted to make a statement that FIFA had several absurdities in their electoral formula, and that it was good to point out that no one else in the world was running against Sepp Blatter, despite the fact that wherever I go, the fans in the world really can't stand the guy. But I was able to get my message out, and I think that was a good thing. And as I expected, I was not able to get a nomination from one of the world's 208 FAs that I needed to be an official candidate, but I would do it again in a second.
Well, I just want you to know that if I were the head of a soccer association in any country, I would have put your name up and, forget the consequences.
I appreciate that. I still feel if the fans could vote, I would have won this thing, but unfortunately they can't.
Grant Wall writes about soccer for SI.com. He joins me to talk about the game from time to time as well. Grant, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.